The name of this campaign is Yes for Ohio's Energy Future, but its leaders have been unusually media shy. Unlike other campaigns, these leaders have held no news conferences, and they haven't initiated calls to reporters. So it's been hard to pin down even the bare basics, the who, what, and why of this story. What we do know is a company called Pro Energy Ohio is pushing the idea that the state borrow $13 billion, hand it to a new creation, the Ohio Energy Initiative Commission, and then it would hand out the money in grants for several purposes: clean energy research and site development, plus what a summary of the plant calls infrastructure capital improvements, which shall include, but not be limited to, solar, wind, biomass, battery technology, and geothermal facilities. Who serves on this powerful new commission, though, isn't clear. That's why established environmental groups have come out against the measure, and why the Ohio AFL-CIO has not endorsed it. Tim Berga heads the labor group.
The promise of jobs looked uncertain at best, therefore we did not take a position on it at this time.
Billions of dollars, though, being pumped into alternative energy, you're not convinced that would create a lot of jobs?
Well, based on what we could tell from the proposal, it wasn't clear how much was going to actually benefit the investor and the industry and how much was actually going to help the workers in the state and local economies. Too many unanswered questions.
But one part of the AFL-CIO believes enough questions have been answered. Some local unions of the electrical workers are actually helping circulate petitions that are the key to getting this plan onto the ballot next year. Mario Ciardelli is not an expert on the issue's wording, but he is business manager for Local 683 of the IBEW. He notes many electricians work for solar and wind turbine projects and install computerized heating and cooling systems in big buildings. And he figures a massive infusion of state government money would simply mean even more jobs.
Most of the green energy is electric work.
I know it's a fairly complex proposal, but can you just summarize, how would this work? How would this pump more money into alternative energy?
Well, it creates jobs. We've been training our members in solar and wind and building automation systems. It's work for the future.
I know the last few years there's been what's called the Blue-Green Alliance, blue-collar unions like yours allying themselves with environmental groups. But on this particular ballot issue, all the major Ohio environmental groups have come out against this proposal.
I'm not familiar with that. I can't speak to that. You know, we want to partner with anybody that's going to help us get jobs. I mean, to a point.
Jobs are good, so is clean energy, says a leader of the Ohio Sierra Club. But Jed Thorpe quickly adds, this proposal is so vague, it could wind up sending the $13 billion in public money to an out-of-state company that seems to be behind the whole drive.
There are so many unknowns about the way it's written that we don't really know who's behind it. We don't know where the money would go.
It seems, though, as if at least some union locals are willing to trust this proposal because of the prospect of jobs.
Yeah, you know, I understand that jobs are a very tempting lure on its surface. It sounds like a good idea, but I would think that if those union locals looked really closely at the details of the initiative, they would see what we've seen, that it's actually fairly flawed.
In the end, this whole debate could turn out to be moot. No one has stepped out publicly as a leader of the petition drive, so it's not clear if it's made much progress in gathering the more than 385,000 petition signatures of registered voters needed to put the plan onto the ballot. Bill Cohen at The Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.